Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the palace for free speech. It's where the, well, king and queen of free speech hang out, where their wayward son goes and gets jungle fever. I don't know what. But it is the home of free speech, and you want to go there, and republicbroadcasting.org, it's where you send the donation to keep the palace going. And then go to Republic Broadcasting, no, go to, I'll get it right one of these days, nationalbugle.com, download the co-certified app so that when you're dwelling in the palace, you will be free. You will be kosher free, and that's a good thing. So anyway, it's Monday, and I've brought on Mark Collett. I tried to do a little bit of foreshadowing about what we might talk about today, Mark.
You certainly did, and that was one of the most insane and rambly intros we've ever had from you, Patrick. Delightful.
But part of it is daylight savings time, so I haven't adjusted yet, so we're doing this an hour earlier than usual, as far as my body is concerned.
It's an hour earlier for me as well. But I've got to say this, I too find daylight savings really annoying to adjust to. Other people seem to manage to adjust in a couple of days or just a single day. But for me, I find myself waking up an hour earlier or an hour late for about a week or so afterwards. It does take me time to adjust. I think it affects different people differently, really. And I've never really enjoyed it. I'm a creature of habit, and once I've got into the right habit, I don't like to change that. I don't like to change it at all. But yeah, we've got a lot to talk about today, and there's been a couple of massive things happen in the UK, and the biggest piece of news in the whole of the UK, or possibly in the whole world last week, was obviously this story about Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, and their massive fallout with the royal family. And the fact that they didn't keep this secret, they didn't walk away, they didn't keep their personal issues private. They chose to air them all on an Oprah Winfrey interview, which really reduces the royal family down to the level of a Jeremy Kyle, or who was that guy that used to do the, or Jerry Springer, that's it.
Oh yeah,
the royal family are now a Jeremy Kyle or Jerry Springer, depending on what side of the Atlantic you live, style clown show. And this has done the royal family a huge amount of damage, and it seems to be rumbling on and on. But what I find really interesting about all of this is it's doing them a huge amount of damage because they've been accused by an inverted commas person of colour. They've been accused of racism. Now, Meghan Markle is really reaching on this one because she was welcome into the British royal family. She's phenomenally rich. She has a huge amount of clout. Yet she's playing the victim. And she's playing the victim very well. But the interesting thing is, with all these accusations of racism and bullying and her being given the cold shoulder because she's a person of colour, this leveled at the royal family is actually a very, very interesting claim, because the British royal family have gone to huge, huge lengths to promote multiculturalism, diversity, tolerance. Senior royals have even gone on record saying diversity is Britain's greatest strength. I think the royal family has done as much to rubber stamp and endorse multiculturalism as any leading politician has. And now, despite all that, they're being called racists and they're being torn down. And I think what this shows you, and this is very, very important, is that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how powerful you are, And it doesn't matter how much you've done for people of color. It doesn't matter how long or how cravenly you've groveled to the multicultural system. If you get accused of racism by one of these people of color, there is no way out. It's an instant strike against you. You get no defense. Nobody believes you. And if you try to say, well, look, it wasn't me. I didn't say this. I'm somebody who supported these people. If you try to say that, that is no defense. And it's very, very telling that this is actually happening to the royal family. And I think for everybody out there who's a member of the general public, they've got to say to themselves, if this can happen to the British royal family, if the British royal family are, you know, a family that have done more to promote multiculturalism and diversity than almost anyone else, if they can be publicly torn apart like this and called racists after all of they've done, and there's no evidence being presented, there's no actual evidence being presented against them other than her flimsy testimony and some crocodile tears, this could actually happen to anybody. This could happen to any normal person, because if it can happen to people, it's like the Donald Trump thing. If Donald Trump can be cheated out of being the president, if electoral fraud can happen to a sitting president, it can happen to anyone standing anywhere else further down the totem pole. And I wrote this the other day. This is a Telegram post I wrote about this. I put, it doesn't matter how much or for how long white people grovel to people of colour. It is not only never enough, but these grovelling acts of submission also offer no protection whatsoever when a person of colour starts throwing around accusations of racism. And I think that's completely true, because at this point, if we lived in any fair society where accusations had to be backed up by some form of evidence or proof, and those being accused could counter such accusations with other evidence or proof that it is likely that they did not do what they were being accused of, Meghan Markle would have been laughed out of that interview and no one would be taking her seriously. In fact, everyone would be attacking her and saying, this sounds like a very, very fishy story. But instead, she is being believed. People are believing her. And the royal family are now on the back foot. And they are being, they're having demands leveled at them for apologies. They are being told that they must grovel. People are saying that the royal family should no longer be exempt from equality legislation. So what does that mean? That royals will be forced to marry people of colour to increase the amount of diversity in the royal family? It's absolutely insane. And I think this should be a massive, massive wake-up call for many normal British people, because they have to say, if it can happen to the Queen, it can happen to anyone.
Yeah. So my questions regard what it actually does to the I would say the British state, but you know, the United Kingdom state. The United Kingdom is a state that it's a United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Of course, before that, I mean, you had, and you, that's represented in the Union Jack, right? You've got these three, basically three national flags that are superimposed on one another. And if you were to go back, what, 250 years or whatever it was, and you took out the cross of St. Patrick, it was still the United Kingdom, but it was really England and Scotland. You've got a Scottish independence movement. To what extent does the troubles of the royal family potentially have, to what extent do they potentially threaten the integrity of the state, the Union of Great Britain and Northern Ireland?
To be honest, I'm not sure if they do. I'm not sure if it would actually have any effect on the Union as a whole. But I think the union is in quite a little bit of danger at the moment. I would say that the union is in quite a bit of danger at the moment. I don't think the union is as strong as it was, and I think successive governments have done everything they can to undermine the union. They've tried to set up regional parliaments, but these regional parliaments don't really seem to have actually helped the situation. These regional parliaments actually seem to have led to more calls, if anything, for further devolution.
The regional parliament in Scotland, when did that start? And then there's a regional parliament in Wales as well.
Yeah, I can't remember the actual dates. I can look it up now. Scottish, because the Scots and the Welsh voted for increasing powers and for independence. But at the moment, they are still. Sorry?
That was called devolution. Was that the term that was being used?
Devolution. Yes.
Devolution.
It was founded in 1999.
Okay.
So
fairly recently.
Over two decades ago. But the powers that have been granted, the increasing powers that have been granted to these regional parliaments, have actually been used to further drive a wedge between the different countries in the union. But you have to remember, the union isn't particularly old in historical terms, and it has been an ever-changing union. So it's not inconceivable for that union to change again. But I don't believe this scandal with the monarchy will have any effect on the union. But I have done a full video on the current situation with Meghan Markle, the Queen, Prince Harry and the other royals. And it's on my bit sheet. But I do have to stress this, and I can't stress this enough. I'm not really a massive monarchist, but I'm not anti-monarchy either. And that's something that's very important. I'm not anti-monarchy. But I do feel in this case that the British royal family are getting their just desserts. I feel the British royal family are getting really what they've asked for, because they have relentlessly pushed multiculturalism on the British people. They've always rubber stamped it. Prince Charles famously said, diversity isn't just Britain's strength, it's Britain's greatest strength. He's gone round the world talking about the importance of diversity. He described himself, it used to be a title that a King of England would have, Defender of the Faith. He's described himself not as, he said, when he becomes king, he doesn't want to be defender of the faith. He wants to be defender of all faiths. So he isn't somebody who will solely defend the Church of England.
He's going to defend Islam.
In fact, he's going to defend everything. And this is something I've always seen as a very, very craven and grovelling attempt by the royal family to appease the current multicultural system and to show they're on board with it. It's something that I don't like, because whilst the royals are pushing diversity upon the British people, they up until now have been completely insulated from the effects of diversity. And I always find that rather annoying, that the people who push diversity the hardest are often the people who are the most insulated from diversity. So whilst they're saying, we need more diversity for Britain, they are sat in palaces and stately homes that are sometimes either hundreds of miles away from diversity, or if they're not hundreds of miles away from diversity, they are surrounded by a ring of steel. They are surrounded by such heavy security that diversity could get nowhere near them, even if it wanted to. Mm-hmm. And that's something that always really irritates me, that the people pushing this are not actually feeling the effects of what they're pushing. I think that's something that's rather irritating, to say the least. And here you have the royals getting their first real taste of diversity. And look what it's doing to them. They've always pushed for it. They've never seen the effects of it, and now the first time they've had a taste of it, it could actually be the scandal that ruins them. And I've got to be honest, this seems to be creating more waves than their links to Jeffrey Epstein did, which again is very, very telling. When you compare the Epstein case and the Markle case, the Epstein case was a case of an Israeli Secret Service operative, paedophile, and people trafficker. The royals, or Prince Andrew, had major links with Jeffrey Epstein. And Epstein had been to the palace, he'd been invited to royal birthday parties. He had links with the royal family. And he had links with the royal family after it was known what he was involved in. He'd already been charged and spent time in prison for his crimes against children, and the palace still retained links with him. Now, that's very interesting, isn't it? That that kind of link, a link with paedophilia, didn't destroy or do that much damage to the royals. But here, a flimsy accusation of racism from Meghan Markle, it looks like it's going to blow the whole royal family wide open. Now, that tells you something about shifting morality in our society. You have a situation where it actually seems that it does more damage to a group of people to be accused of being racist without any proof shown or any proof presented whatsoever. That seems to do more damage to a group of people than actual links with convicted paedophiles. I mean, what does that say about where we're going as a people?
Well, I've got a question. So you've got the United Kingdom, and earlier I was questioning what this does to the United portion of that United Kingdom. Now I want to ask what it does to the Kingdom portion of the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom's a monarchy. It's a monarchy without a written constitution. It has long, long traditions which serve as unwritten constitution. Is the monarchy itself in danger? I mean, you have, for instance, in Australia, which I think traditionally has been relatively pro-monarchist, Australia and New Zealand, they've really bought into the monarchy, but you've got a republican movement in Australia which would like to turn Australia into a republic that no longer has the Queen as its nominal head of state. What will it take for there to be a feasible anti-monarchist, pro-republican sentiment in Great Britain itself?
Well, there's always been an anti-monarchist sentiment in Great Britain. There's always been a republican movement that's been very, very noisy and has been very, very anti the monarchy, and they've always been very good at protesting and holding events at key times that make it look like they're bigger and more well supported than they actually are. I don't think there's ever been in modern times a huge, huge anti-monarchist movement. I think there's some people who are.
What if the monarchy now is being going to be portrayed as racist? Then isn't it racist to support the monarchy? And that's the worst thing you can be.
Well, I think this is very, very interesting. I think you're absolutely right. I believe that what we're going to see now is a situation where the Black Lives Matter movement and other race baiters and liberals will use this to advance their anti-monarchy agenda.
Okay, well, we can delve into that a little bit more on the other side of the break and then get to some new and important issues. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so would you like to tie this up? Tie this up in a nice royal present?
Yeah, I think the best way to talk about this, or the best way to tie it up, is to say this shows just how powerful the Black Lives Matter movement has become. This shows just how powerful that the anti-white sentiment is, that when a family as powerful as the British royal family, who have done nothing but praise diversity and multiculturalism, can face the biggest scandal they've almost ever faced in recent history because of a mere accusation of racism, even if you don't like the royal family, which I'm not a particularly great fan of them, I'm not a monarchist, and I believe that they are in many ways getting their just desserts with this case, but it should say to every regular white person out there, if they can do this to the royal family over a flimsy accusation, what can they do to anybody else? And this should be, in some way, a massive wake-up call to normal British people, to British people who go about their everyday, daily life and now might be accused by anybody of saying something, looking at somebody the wrong way, potentially turning their nose up at something and thinking nothing of it, but the other person taking huge offence. This is the kind of thing that, if it can break royals, it can certainly break any normal person. And it tells you just how much rides now on baseless accusations made by people of color.
So, and they're being weaponized all over the place. I saw that in Belgium, in Liege, you've got some big time riots going on right now because a black woman had been arrested, a woman of Congolese descent. Hey, Leopold. Leopold, you kind of screwed up your country by that whole Africa thing. You got your African empire. How's that working out for you? But at any rate, the Black Lives Matter movement, it's not really even so much a movement. It's just a weaponization of the violent. I hate to say it this way, but it's kind of a weaponization of the violent tendencies of black people by the Jewish power structure. Is that mean? Should I say something like that?
I think what it is a way to ultimately make white people submit to any form of accusation, to make white people even more riddled with white guilt. But it's also a way that allows black people to be very much westernized against Western society and white people, but in a completely unpoliceable way. And what you'd have to say, it's one of the beauties of the Black Lives Matter movement from the point of view of those pushing it, is that the Black Lives Matter movement is now unpoliceable. Because if the police attempt to police it, if the police attempt to prevent riots, prevent disorder, prevent violence, when that violence, disorder, or rioting is perpetrated by Black Lives Matter, the police are now going to either be stood down, the officers fired, they're going to come under major political pressure. And this pretty much creates a group of people that can be wheeled out for any form of social disorder at any time, and they are allowed to act with almost complete impunity.
Yeah, impunity it is, that's for sure. Okay, I want to delve into our next topic. And so last summer, people might remember, last summer I was pushing this whole idea that the United States was headed into a disputed election. I started using that term, disputed election. And, you know, one of the problems with doing daily radio shows is they don't leave too much of a written record. You know, there's a brief show description, but it can be hard to go back and find exactly what was said on what date. But everybody who listens to the show regularly knows I was talking about the disputed election. Here's my new big thing. My new big thing is that we are headed into a constitutional crisis. We just came through kind of a constitutional crisis with the overthrow of the Trump presidency. But it's not over. It's not over, folks. And with they got where they are today with, the fake election using Joe Biden as a Trojan horse. Well, people have been saying Joe Biden is in mental decline. He's got signs of senility. They've been saying this since 2019. And it was pretty bad and pretty obvious last year. And his team kept him off the campaign trail, kept him away from reporters, kept him away from serious reporters, kept him away from crowds the whole time. Now he's president, and it's just becoming obvious he's not having a State of the Union. He's not having press conferences. He's doing very, very little in public, and we're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. But the question is, can Kamala Harris be accepted as a president when she was a co-conspirator in this whole affair? And we'll have to talk about that on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back, and so that is the question. The question is, when we get chlamydia, how much is it going to sting? When we get chlamydia, are people going to be...
that's a good question. And yeah. I'm going to jump in here, and I'm not going to actually talk about this, but I'm going to say you called it. Now, I have to give praise where praise is due. You were someone who basically from the very beginning of this said the election would be contested, Biden would be sworn in, Biden would then be removed from power due to a lack of mental faculties, a lack of competency, could no longer do the job, and Kamala Harris would then assume the role of president. You called all this, and I've got to say credit where it's due. You,
I will say one caveat, but between like the I did think right before the election that Donald Trump might be able to pull it out, that he'd get enough votes to pull it out, because I did feel a surge for him in the week or so before the election, week or two before the election. And then I was pushing this idea that the Electoral College could wind up voting for Donald Trump based on the fraud. There was a way for it to happen. And we got close. But then, of course, January 6th happened. And after January 6th, I didn't see a way forward for that. But I just wanted to add that caveat.
Well, I didn't see a way forward, and there's a couple of things that frustrated me, and we've talked about this many times on this show. I have a friend, and he likes to wind me up. In fact, we both like to wind each other up, so I'm not going to say it's all one way. It's all one way traffic with him annoying me, because I do the same to him. I give as good as I get. I've got to say that. So it's not all one way traffic. But he does love to wind me up by sending me footage of videos that are on BitChute from these Q-tards, from these Trump supporters, who are still absolutely clinging on to this ludicrous idea that Trump is still the president, that Trump is still in charge in America. And all of this, all of what you're seeing now, is the establishment basically pretending that Biden's the president, but Trump is still in charge of the military. He's still calling the shots. And obviously it's absolute nonsense, but it is quite frustrating. And when he sends me these little snippets, I'm always there rolling my eyes thinking, oh my God, what will these people come up with next? But you actually did call this, and you called it in a very sober and sane fashion, and your analysis of this was perfect. And I can actually see this happening now. But something else, and I've got to bring this up, there were some nationalists, or so-called nationalists, I don't know whether they still even regard themselves as nationalists now, who actually did support Biden during the last presidential run. And Biden, even putting aside that he might be gone soon and be replaced by Harris, Biden's been an absolute anti-white disaster. Not only has he overturned almost every good thing that Trump did in a matter of weeks, but since then, his anti-white policies have been astounding. And if you look at these bailouts which are being given to ethnic minority farmers, to the black community, to non-white families, and very little has been given to white people, if any at all, this is a window to what things are going to be like in 15 or 20 years. If you think this is bad, this is just the beginning. This isn't the end. This is the beginning. And if you don't like this, you are not going to like at all what's coming up next. This is an absolute scandal. And I'll read you some of the headlines, because I share these things regularly on my Telegram. Here's one from the other day. This is from the Daily Mail. This is very, very telling indeed. White farmers blast $5 billion promised to minority farm owners in Biden's relief bill as discrimination and racism, with Senator Lindsey Graham claiming it's a form of reparations. And then this is from The Sun, and I posted this up today. Drop in the bucket. Black Americans who will get $25,000 each as part of $10 million in reparations from Citi say it's not enough. This is just the beginning of this. You're going to see a lot more of this, and it isn't appeasing them. I said earlier, it doesn't matter how much we grovel, or for how long we beg, or for how low our bellies are to the ground when we are trying to appease these minorities. It will never, ever be enough, and they will always want more. We have seen this with other groups. We are seeing this now with the black community in America. And once one city does this, once these stimulus checks have gone out to ethnic minority farmers, why won't every city do it? Why won't every sector demand some kind of stimulus for their ethnic minority workers? But what about white people? And the fact is, you have to remember, all of this started with the idea of equality. But it hasn't resulted in equality. It has turned a minority that was very well cared for into an untouchable, effectively like a ruling class, and has turned the majority into a hated minority that are worse off than second-class citizens. This is the effect of equality. It hasn't equalized things.
No, we're sixth-class citizens. That's I recommend.
I'm going to say this for you as well, Patrick. This is just for you because I know that you will like it. Before you say any more, and at the time when all of this is happening, at the time when this is really, really starting to ramp up and free money is being given to all these minorities, blacks are being given massive checks for reparations for crimes they never personally suffered from people who never personally oppressed anyone. Whilst all this is happening, Republicans, conservatives, and these MAGA supporters and Q-tards, they're running around like headless chickens, trying to convince themselves that firstly, Trump is still the president, and secondly, China is the big threat to their freedom and well-being. It's madness.
Right, right. So that's I like to recommend a Murdoch video. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it is from a couple of years ago, I guess, and it's where the United States, well, Murdoch and Professor Murdoch are complaining about being sixth-class citizens, and then they get invaded by an army of Jackie Chan clones. China takes over, the Asians take over, and everything's so much better for them. And then the Q-tards or the Trumpoids or whatever, the Magapedes take back the country, and everything goes bad again. And John Bolton, who engineered everything, says, well, we're so happy with you Magatards that we're going to reward you by donating $6 gazillion to Israel in your name. But
I remember that episode, and the motto of the episode really was that when China takes over America, the American people, white Americans, actually go from being sixth class citizens to second class citizens and are treated much, much better. And yes, the streets are safe, they're clean, they go out, they enjoy nice Chinese food, they are treated very well by the Chinese women. And it's all done with great satire. It's a very amusing episode. But I can say this, it is true.
Well, that was a very amusing episode, and it's kind of the companion episode for the motto of my show, which is I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than by Jews. But getting back to the whole chlamydia presidency, can she possibly be accepted? And here I'm asking you, a Briton, but I'm still going to ask you, once Joe Biden, if he resigns because of health reasons, or if he's pushed out, especially with the 25th Amendment, and you know which one of those would happen would depend on basically whether the people around Joe Biden feel secure that they're going to continue in their roles and their jobs after the transition, because chlamydia could just bring in a different set of people. There's nothing that's stopping her. But at any rate, if either one of these, either the 25th Amendment or the him resigning, you know, both of these based on his declining health, and everybody knows that's mental health, doesn't that just completely blow the lid off the fact that there was a massive conspiracy, not just for the fraudulent election, but a massive conspiracy to bring in a Trojan horse who is not capable of performing the duties of the president in order to parachute in some unelected choice of the ruling establishment? Doesn't that completely blow off the lid? Doesn't that, you know, if they conspired to use a slow Uncle Joe, doesn't that also add credence to conspiracies to rig the election? What do you think about that? And can she be,
accepted? Well, that's the first part of your question is, could she be accepted? And the answer has to be, she will be accepted. The whole gist of what we talked about for the first part of this show is how you cannot say no to somebody of color anymore. You can't actually say no. You can't tell them they're wrong. You can't arrest them. You have to believe every word they say. It's a situation where if somebody of color makes an assertion, it is by default true, even if there is no evidence or proof to back it up. And you can't say no to these people. You can't. Then we talked about Black Lives Matter and how it's so powerful because the police can't arrest them. The police are in a position where they cannot arrest BLM, where they can't actually do anything about them, because if they attempt to do something about them, they will be, the officers themselves will be stood down. The police precinct and the police commission, local police commissioner, will be investigated. And that is an absolute fact too. So can she be accepted? There's no way she can't be accepted in this modern day, situation. There is no way she can't be accepted. And if somebody tried to say, well, we didn't vote for this woman, this seems really odd, why were we all convinced into voting for, not we did all vote for Joe Biden, why were we all convinced into voting for Biden when the Democrats must have known that he wasn't mentally sound, that he couldn't do this job? Because let's face it, if he was to bow out this quickly after the election, it would be pretty blatant that people would have known. That wouldn't be up for debate. People would have known beforehand. That would be very blatant. It would be something that ultimately would now be discussed quite openly. But how could anyone in this current climate say, well, despite all that evidence, despite everything that is stacking up against the Biden campaign team and the Democrat administration, no one could actually come out and say, but we're not accepting Kamala Harris. Because even with everything that we've said, she is a woman and she isn't white. And being a woman and being not white gives her two protected characteristics. The fact is, the only way she'd be any better off, the only way she'd be any more protected, is if she was a sexual minority, if she was transgender, if she was lesbian, then she would almost have it, or disabled as well. If she was a disabled black lesbian, she'd basically have it all. But you know, we're not there yet. But she is non-white female, so no one is going to be able to say they won't accept her. And if anyone did say they weren't going to accept her, if anyone did have the temerity to turn around and say, you know, we're not accepting this woman, she isn't going to be president, she's not suitable to be president, we didn't vote for her, we've been conned, this has to stop, we've got to hold some kind of election again, or there's got to be a do-over, those people would be torn to pieces publicly, and the whole discourse used against them would be that they are racist. They would say that if Trump had been taken out of office, if Trump hadn't been president for 4 years, the Republicans would have accepted Mike Pence because he was a white male, but the Republicans won't accept this woman because she's black. That is exactly what they'll say. And when I say they, I mean the media and the Democrats, but I also mean establishment Republicans. There would also be a line of establishment Republicans who would come out with that exact mantra themselves. And this is the interesting thing. It's not just Democrats. It's not just the media. It's not just the press. It's not just liberals on Twitter and so-called influencers. This line would be backed up by Republicans too. I'm not sure exactly which ones, but you know there would be some. They would crawl out of the woodwork. They would make this point, and it would be used to attack the Republican Party center, anyone who was on Team Trump. And again, she would be given an absolute pass. I can't see that it would go down any other way in this current political climate.
Do you want to hear my scenario? And with the break,
definitely.
The break might interrupt it, but you've had people for a while talking about secession, where states or regions leave the United States. And I've been talking about more, which is something I wouldn't have really thought of as being that likely. But I do think it's something that needs to be thought about now. I've been talking more about a phenomenon that I term nullification, which is a word that was used in the 1830s when South Carolina declared that its laws took precedent, or they took priority over federal laws. And you're seeing these movements in Texas and Missouri and other places where Texas is saying, you know, we are not going to enforce federal gun laws or things like that. Texas law. So you're already getting this nascent movement where states and even counties and municipalities are saying, we're not going to enforce federal laws. And of course, it happened under the Trump administration as well regarding immigration. We're up on the break, but I'm going to get to the good part right after the break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back. So here's the good part, the interesting part. I think that and who matters in this isn't so much the politicians in Washington D.C. It's what happens in the states. And I have the feeling, and maybe I'm completely wrong, I was asking you, but I have the feeling that there are loads of people who, once Biden is pushed out or resigns, are going to say this whole thing. You know, you had state legislatures. A lot of state legislatures were already having hearings and already, looking into the possibility of appointing their own slates of electors, which is a pretty, pretty dramatic move. I'm saying that something like this could blow up And you could get to the point where states would perhaps suspend their membership in the union. Maybe they would, I mean, some, it's feasible you could have them declare themselves independent and form a new union with each other. That would be following the precedent of what happened in 1861 with the Confederate States of America. But I'm going to raise a different scenario where they're basically suspending their membership in the federal in the federal union, saying that it's been usurped and it's not legitimate, and perhaps forming, you know, some of these states forming a provisional United States of America and claiming to be the actual United States. And you've seen things like this around the world, you know, and that I do think it's, maybe it seems far-fetched, and I wouldn't want it to become like a military fight, but it's the type of thing that I think could happen in the next year or so, where you have like a real constitutional crisis where some states aren't recognizing the authority of the federal government because they feel that the people running the federal government are in their positions through fraudulent means and are going to suspend their compliance. You had some of this stuff, type of stuff going on in the Soviet unions in that last year. So that's what I'm laying out there. And I'm sure we'll probably have opportunity to talk about it again. But if you have any comments on it in this last minute or two, I'd like to hear it.
I think that would be ideal. I think that kind of thing would be absolutely ideal. It would be fantastic. I think it would be good for America in the long run if that did happen. If you had states saying they were suspending their membership of the union, and you saw a fracturing of the union and a further polarization in America of American politics along those lines, I think that would be brilliant. And I personally hope something like that happens, but I'm not holding out much hope for anything like that. Yeah. I think we've got to see how this plays out. And I did genuinely believe at one point that there would have been a successful challenge against the stolen election. And sadly, there wasn't. And I'm not exactly... Okay,
it was pretty close. I mean, there was a movement. It just was too late.
Yeah. And I think there was a lot of shenanigans going on as well. But I've got to say this. I am hoping for this. I am hoping for something like this. But whether it happens or not, I have to reserve judgment because I don't want to get anyone's hopes up. And I certainly don't want to start saying, oh, this is it, something great's going to happen, and it doesn't. I don't want to be bundled in with those cutards who are constantly talking up something absolutely fantastic and world-changing, which then, sadly, never comes into any sort of fruition.
Right.
I think the last time I heard them predicting a date was they were saying that by April the 1st, at the very latest, by April the 1st, Trump would be president again.
Yeah, well, okay, we're out of time, unfortunately, so you don't get to hear the whole secession if what happens if then chlamydia has to resign and takes over. It's pretty interesting. So people will have to tune in again tomorrow or the next day for another exciting episode of
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.